Straight out of Fallon Podcast right here, live from the Dingo's Den. I got Joe Motherfuck Dingo, Raw Dog, a.k.a. Fuck Her Raw Dog, the Landscaper, and I got my boy from Santa Barbara and the motherfucker, and we're just chilling today. What's good, Dingo?
What's up, my brother? What's up? How you doing?
We're here talking shit, having a good time. I was like, fucking, let's get it out. Anchor, shout out to Anchor. They make this fucking podcasting shit a push of a fucking button, people. A push of a button.
And here we are in living fucking color.
Yep. So basically, sign up, answer a few questions, and sign up, and then
fill that shit out.
Yeah, push the red button and boom, you're distributed to multiple platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play Store, and all that stuff. So shout out to Anchor to make this podcast and shit a push of a button. So let's start this shit, motherfuckers. I'm here live. I got Joe Motherfuck Dingo. He said, like, don't play with me. I said, all right, then let's do this shit right now.
Let's
so
do
what?
This shit right now.
You wanted to talk some shit. What do you got on your mind right now?
Oh, what do you want to talk about, man? We got shit going on. I just like.
Let's talk about this Valentine's Day and ass eating.
Well, you know,
shout out to Mega Man.
You just read my mind.
Shout out to Mega Man. The motherfucker just, I just did a podcast episode with Mega Man and Cynthia. Shout out to them, man.
I'm just wearing a shirt that says we ass talked eater.
I was just thinking about eating ass.
Well, we actually talked about ass eating on that episode.
You know,
so
there would be some girls who would actually like me for that.
Yeah. So basically, what happened was he goes, "We're Tom." I don't know. I don't even know how.
Okay, let's stop right
ass
there.
Eating
let's,
came into conversation.
No more bullshit. Let's just stop right there.
All
right,
what's up, Dingo?
Guys, let's just stop the shit. Or let's quit fooling ourselves.
Oh, you bought.
Okay. Are there five girls that will come out here with their asses? Because we're going to eat them motherfuckers. Will you line up?
Joe's 2 minutes in the episode. Already talking about strippers with ass.
Hold on, the phones are ringing.
Ready to get eaten.
Wait, our one phone is ringing.
Hello? Wait,
that's Joe Dingo, a.k.a. the trippy hippie.
Well, I mean, you put it that way.
All right, let's talk about, like I was saying, this Valentine's Day
shit. It's a trend,
right?
It's a trend.
No, let's talk about, ass eating is trending. If you guys didn't hear Digo, he's all, it's a trend, huh? It's a trend, huh? Oh, yeah, it sure is right now. It's a trend. Have you ever ate ass, Dingo?
No, man. But I was thinking about eating some masala in a little bit.
Okay, well, let me tell you. So I'll tell you about Mega Man's story. Mega Man's story. So he was telling me he was eating ass, right? And I guess while he was eating ass, there was toilet paper dingleberries. Because the bitch didn't wash her ass right, bro. He says, I ate ass one time and I'll never do it again, dude. It was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dingleberry. I think they're called dust bunnies.
Dust bunnies. Dingo's on a roll today, motherfuckers. Dingo's on a roll today. Look at he got. Over here right now, it's Modelo time. It's Modelo time. Modelo. Shout out to Modelo. Keeping the crew hyphy as a motherfucker
that,
right
that
now.
That nigga got a shirt that says got milk, but don't pay attention to that motherfucker.
We got a fucking white landscaper with the white shirt that says got milk. Look at this shit, man. Talk about the milk, man.
Make it vintage, man. Yeah. It's a vintage shirt, man.
You should be lining up for that shit, huh?
Yeah, got milk.
Yeah.
Mine says got dick. Oh shit, nah. It's fucking Saturday night. It's Saturday Night Fever. I feel like John Travolta in this bitch right now.
Yeah, fucking head swinging left and right and shit.
You know what I mean? I'm fucking feeling good, dude. I ain't gotta work tomorrow. I ain't gotta set no motherfucking alarm tomorrow.
You got a show to film tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to 75 Girl Records. Find me there talking shit about hip-hop trending topics and all that fun shit. Shout out to Destiny Jade, my co-host, and 75 Girl Records once again for giving us this fucking opportunity to podcast out of their channel. But besides that, that was just a quick plug. Back to the bullshit talking about Valentine's Day. It's the day after. It's 2 days after Valentine's Day. I know the people listening. I hope a lot of you motherfuckers got laid on Valentine's Day. I hope.
Hey, a lot of you motherfuckers did.
20 billion gets spent and we still walk away.
And if you didn't fucking get laid, at least tell me you fucking beat off.
Blue balls day.
Yeah, oh yeah,
blue balls. Okay, if you're married like me, if you're married like me.
Wait. Stop. It's not blue balls day no more, motherfuckers. Pornhub is giving everybody free porno.
Ass eating
premium subscription for one day though, just for Valentine's Day, and those numbers went. Pornhub.
You get the good porn, huh?
Yeah,
it's not the cheap porn.
It's a premium.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you gotta wait a whole another year. Fucking Pornhub, dude. They fucking they do that as a marketing scheme, dude.
You guys, see, you guys call it porn. My wife calls it porn. No.
Hey, that was a good one. Fucking Dingo's on fire today. Porn. No. Now that's real fucking comedy, dude. That's hilarious, dude. You should be a comedian, Dingo.
Why do brides have big smiles on wedding day?
Why?
Because they know they'll never have to give a blowjob ever again.
Woo! Look at the Dingo brothers, bro. Fuck her raw, dog.
She's all, I'm never going to suck that dick again, man. I'm married.
Look at that.
That's Catholicism.
On Valentine's Day, my wife wanted a promise again, you know, because she's romantic. So she wanted a promise that I wouldn't try to fuck her at night. That's her Valentine's Day. Please don't fuck me.
I know you brought me all these flowers, but I ain't sucking no dick tonight.
It's Valentine's Day.
I ain't gonna bust down Tatiana tonight, motherfuckers.
She said, put on your earplugs, cause I'm snoring my ass off.
I don't know, but I know there's some girls gonna be showing up at Josie's a little later. So man, you know, we'll go make these girls at Josie's.
Oh yeah! Shout out to February 23rd. We got a show. Cisco's headlining. We got TNO showing up. We got Claims. We got Ana Luis. We got 812 Poppy. We got G Killer.
George Perez,
hosted by.
Shout out to George Perez for doing the last comedy jam.
He's coming back.
Shout out to George Perez.
It's the comeback.
The Sidekick General. Sidekick Eddie.
Shout out back
to all those motherfuckers. They told us to go bring some more people back. I'm not sure.
They just they want a longer show, maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Do they know about this shit?
Yeah, they listen to this.
Okay, so if they make it back here,
my beard was like,
man, we're going to have like
another comedy jam.
If they bring like two more people, that's going to be like five or six. That's going to be like, damn, that's going to be like a show.
Yeah, dude. I feel like we're podcasting live. We got a live audience in this bitch today. Woo! For the people out there listening, dude, this podcast is for anybody and everyone. All we do is talk shit, dude. So we talked about Pornhub. We talked about Valentine's Day. We talked about fucking who knows what else. I don't remember what the fuck. Modelo's kicking in.
Mostly how women rule our lives.
Dingo's still trying to get. He's trying to keep himself alive right now.
So here we go.
So what's up? What's new? What's new?
Well, with the Super Bowl being over, there's really not much, is there? How many people watch Supercross and shit? I watch it. That's motorcycle racing and dirt, man. But you know what? There's NASCAR, there's Indy, there's a bunch of shit coming on TV. But what about the Lakers? You're a Lakers fan, no?
No, Lakers. I'm a huge Lakers fan, but you know what I mean? I don't think we're going to be able to make it to the playoffs this year. I got a lot of I'm on the road and I'm listening to shit, and I guess the locker room in LA right now is all fucked up because everyone's talking shit about LeBron, saying, hey, I want to trade the whole team.
Guys!
Just so, you know what I mean? This will be his first year going to the, not going to the playoffs, and who knows how many fucking years, dude. So I understand where LeBron's coming from, saying, yeah, we'll trade a few people, but I do not think they should trade the young core. They need to keep these motherfuckers like Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, and you can trade that guy. He's already done. He's
done. What about Rondo like a nacho?
Rondo, hey, if we need to keep him for to have another veteran on the team, because you know what? I watch. You guys are fucking hating on Rondo, but you know what? I see him.
He's like a nacho, man. That's my boy.
No. I was watching one of the games the other day, and this motherfucker still has it. Like, he knows how to assist the ball.
Yeah.
And it,
and
it's
fool
just,
your ass.
And it's showtime kind of Lakers status. You know, he's doing the fucking from the behind the back assist. You know what I mean? And yeah. That's a
not obvious.
That's a good point guard. Yes, yes. No, not obvious. That's a good point
like
guard.
Like a nacho. Or-
Rondo like a nacho. It's on the.
What I'm saying is that's a good point guard for Lonzo Ball to be looking up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, yeah. Rondo is one of the best. You know what I mean, and I think he, you know what I mean.
I liked him on the Celtics.
Assist my name
yeah, the Celtics,
and I like him now because actually he's now he seems to play better.
Oh, he's older. He's beat up, but you know he's still doing.
No,
good
but he
stuff.
Seems to play better. He's way more efficient.
Well, he's in like, LA, baby. You ain't got like that said, much pressure on you. He shouldn't have that much pressure when LeBron has all the pressures. All the pressure's on LeBron.
LeBron.
Shout out LeBron. I fuck with LeBron. I'll tell you what. I hated
LeBron.
I fucking hated LeBron until he came to the Lakers. Woo! I'll admit that shit right now.
No, we didn't know. We would always see cry. We send each other a crybaby pics.
Fuck LeBron. Fuck LeBron.
Yeah.
I was saying, fuck LeBron. That motherfucker don't even fucking. We already tried to reach out to him last free agency, denied us, and then, you know, he came this year, and I'm like, all right, I want a LeBron jersey.
LeBron underwear, LeBron socks.
Oh my god, that motherfucker is
LeBron Air
the new Michael Jordan LeBron. Of this generation right now, and he got the. Let's make this shit factual. Who passed LeBron the torch? This has been a debate lately about, it went from Michael Jordan to fucking LeBron. Motherfuckers forgot about Kobe fucking B. Bryant, bitch.
Kobe B.
The Mamba. The Black Mamba.
Shit.
That's my favorite player. Shout out to Kobe Bryant. 2-4. That motherfucker, man. He passed the torch to LeBron, whether people want to face it or not. That's they're skipping from Jordan to LeBron. No. They need to talk about Kobe Bryant more. Are you guys all agree with me or what? How do you what the fuck?
Well, your son's name is LeBron, so I don't know.
That's hilarious. No, but what do you guys think? No.
Kobe's he's on that Mount Rushmore they always talk about.
Yeah, he is.
Players. So I don't think he's better than Jordan.
He's already way up there. He's already way up there.
Jordan, Kobe, then LeBron is the oldest. Okay, you know why they fucking did Kobe wrong? Because of the rape shit back in the days. You know what I mean? That all the accusations.
That's Rod, and, man. He knows. You know like I mean? Yeah. 6 inches was consensual.
Kobe Bryant, the first 9 inches was.
They don't call him the Black Mamba for no reason.
It's not for his tennis shoes.
That motherfucker's probably hung.
We thought it was for his toenails.
Yeah. A legend. Look at that. The white boy. Legend. Got milk? We need to start getting paid by those fucking milk.
Why
companies.
Dudes on the Lakers be fucking, they handle the water and shit.
Yeah. Nah, you know what? Lots of balls half white. Yeah, he's joking. Look at him. You forgot. We're in 2019, motherfucker. They're going to come get you. You say the wrong shit.
We're in 2019. Ain't nobody white, motherfucker.
What?
No. Ain't nobody white?
No.
Oh.
No. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What the fuck was that, people?
That means everybody's all mixed up.
Remember, you can find this motherfucker.
Everybody's mixed up.
Hey, you can find this motherfucker at Joe Dingo on Twitter. You know what I mean? Every time Joe, look, this is like a little joke we got going. Every time Joe fucking says some stupid shit, I always tell the people listening it out there. Hey, you can find this motherfucker at Joe Dougal on Twitter. Go find that motherfucker. You cuss his motherfucking ass because what he says is what he says, and I feel his eye for. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we don't agree on some shit, but you know what? I like that on this podcast.
I have an uncle. He's a veteran. You know, he went somewhere and he was like on the. I think it's called the 82nd Airborne. You know, they throw your ass off of a plane with a gun, either get killed or kill somebody, nigga.
Yeah.
So he always taught me to always have a few barrels of a supply of go fuck yourself.
Yeah. If people were here, right?
So
now.
He taught me one time. Some guy was telling him something, and he goes, "Well, let me tell you. You just go fuck yourself." He goes, "If you don't want to believe me, I got cans of that shit. You just go."
I think I thought of a new hashtag to start on Twitter right now.
Uncle Peter.
No, it's your new name, Navajo Joe. For the people out there listening, Joe, the trippy hippie right now.
Don't get it.
He got the Indian Mohawk right now. And he got his choker on right now with his beads. Custom made. Navajo Joe.
Yep. Yeah.
Or is it not a ho, Joe?
No. Not a ho. I'm going to have to think about that.
Woo! Let's talk about not a ho's
more accurate.
Let's talk about this shit. Everybody out there listening, my boy Joe Dingo got a goddamn problem. Let me tell you, he got a huge problem, and he's easily catfished. Oh. Anybody out there listening, have you guys ever been catfished before?
My lip hurts.
Cause you know what I mean. Yeah, my lip hurts. I'm over here. Send me some fucking shit. Tell me some of your stories. Comment from a catfish. Rod Dog lost his house to a catfish. Damn, bitches. That's crazy. For the people out there listening that don't know what the fuck a catfish, you guys think we're over here at Shaver Lake fucking catfishing. Nah,
I'm a catfish victim.
I'm talking about them bitches that fucking go and lie and put some other fine ass bitch as their profile picture and talk to you. That's what the catfishes are. And you can, for the dumb fucks out there listening that can't see what a real profile looks like, then a catfish profile looks like.
Exactly.
Then you're that stupid, maybe you shouldn't be fucking.
The catfish profile is always a pretty girl, and you can't see the whole face.
Yeah.
But this is what I always tell the catfishers. Hey, if you just want to date me, we won't do it, because I'm not gay, motherfucker. I know you're a black dude from somewhere. A gay black dude.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. No, sometimes
it is.
Sometimes
they're gay dudes. Guys trying to get a date.
Oh, so. Or sometimes it's just regular dudes doing that shit to
other
dudes for revenge and for, you know, little bitch shit.
Oh, they're keeping an eye on their women and shit. Yeah. You can tell people invade. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. But you can tell. Like
anybody in this room, has anybody in this room ever been catfished?
No.
Besides Joe Dingo?
Fuck yeah. I still get catfished today.
Not that I know of.
No,
They follow you. They follow you. Try to start a conversation.
And then sometimes Dingo.
And then if you don't start a conversation, they unfollow.
Yeah. I've done that. Yeah.
And then Joe Dingo.
Yeah, because they're trying to get your. They're trying to get their
$100. Joe Dingo just found out what a Snapchat premium is.
$100.
Oh my gosh! I was actually at home earlier, right? I was at home talking about this shit about how these fucking little kids nowadays, these little fucks, they know more about their technology that we do. And I'm almost 30, so my kids or younger kids nowadays, they fucking know more than me on this damn tablet. And I thought I was Mr. Technology. We were born with this bullshit. No way.
Only because you're better than 40-year-olds.
These little fucks, they are fucking smart. Nowadays, dude.
They're like, hey, Chris, did you forget your phone number or social security? Which one do you need?
Yeah.
I whip that shit out real quick.
Yeah. You're right, though, dude. You can. You can get information like that, dude. Like, isn't that crazy? How do you feel about that?
Shit, man. Once you put shit on any web, it's over.
you're older than me. Think I'm old. I'm only 29 or gonna be 29.
I still think it's okay because you're committing. You're committing to have your information out there. That's okay.
Yeah, but you're 60. How old are you? 65.
Yeah, 65.
65 and still roll or still kicking.
You bastard! Jesus. I'm 56. I'm gonna slap the shit out of you.
Oh, he's 56.
And how could he believe that shit? I believe that. Where's the basketball? Let's play.
Oh, you'll break your back, bro. You're too old to play basketball. You know what I mean? Dude, we're having a good time right now, dude. We're probably only 20 minutes in this motherfucker right now.
What? Yeah, you know, once I get my dick in that pussy, it's a different story now.
Dingo's talking sex.
It's like I get to appreciate it more.
What was that one joke you used to tell me back in the day about how you're in a constant battle?
Oh, well, every night I warm up, I do my calisthenics, I stretch, because I know I'm going to be wrestling and fighting for that pussy, man. I just every night. It's a battle, and I get my ass kicked most of the time. I lose and shit, but sometimes I win and I get that pussy, man, but you gotta fight for that shit. You gotta so warm basically, up. You gotta warm up. You gotta be in shape, man.
Once you put a ring on it, there's no more pussy and blowjobs. Is that what you guys are telling the young generation right now?
This is how it works, okay? You got a girlfriend. You want her to stop giving you some head? Marry her.
I don't want to get married. Marry her! You're right, don't get married.
That shit will stop. Almost like a fucking light switch. I mean, if there ever was an evil light switch in your whole life, that's the one.
Fucking Dingo.
Marry her.
He's on a roll today, dude.
All that shit will stop.
Yeah, those Modelos really got you going today. Jeez Louise.
Well, not to mention,
we got our own rocket thrower in here.
Rod, you're Joe D.
That's a
you're E-Rock. No, he's E-Rock with this rocket testing, like Elon Musk.
Yeah, but that's E-Rock, what I'm saying. That's E-Rock. What I'm saying. You know, if did you guys know when Elon Musk went to the Joe Rogan podcast? You know how. One of his companies...
Was that really weed and all that? Oh.
That was really weed.
Okay, good.
But besides the fact, everyone's still talking about Elon Musk hitting weed on the podcast. But I'm talking about... He brought this flamethrower to Joe Rogan's podcast and he gave him it as a gift, right?
There it is.
But it's called This Is Not a Flamethrower because it's not technically a flamethrower, but it is a flamethrower, if I can say that.
It makes the heat.
Yeah, but it's not like a legit, or it'd be illegal. So they call this is not a flamethrower. Right. We got one of those right now. Rod Dog, aka fucking Rod Dog, messing Elon Musk in it right now with the fucking flamethrower.
E-Rock Musk. E-Rock. He's Rodney E-Rock.
And you know what, dude? It's all about this shit right now, dude. Right now, I got my buddy from Santa Barbara here, and he got that beach swag right now, and he got the Volcom on. You know how long it's fucking been since I've seen Volcom?
Dude, I just found this shirt from my dad's house. It was like 6 years ago.
Okay, well, there you go. That explains a bit.
Nobody's going to know about this stuff in Fresno. You guys know about it.
Yeah. Oh, Volcom, dude. Good brand. I heard that one of the owners...
We used to wear that shit all the time.
Moved over here.
It's good cotton.
Yeah, but Volcom, dude, that was one of my favorite brands when I was a skater, bro.
Yeah.
And every time I had family that lived in Central Coast, like Pismo, Oceano area, and they always would come bring me some of their older clothes when they wouldn't fit, and they'd always give me the Hurley, they always give me the Volcom, all the fucking skateboard.
This guy,
woo! I had the long hair, don't care, little skater boy look. I used to skateboard.
You know why?
I had Osiris's.
You know why this boy can skate?
I had it all, dude.
You know why he can skate, though? Because he's got them gorilla feet.
That's hilarious, bro. Who's at the door?
It's at the door of the studio. Okay, let's let him in.
Let's see who's up in
here.
Oh, shit. The landscaper has to go do some landscaping.
Oh, just another drug delivery.
But anyways, yeah. You don't know what goes down over here at the goddamn thing goes down.
Another drug delivery. Either that or weapons or guns or coke or opioids or... or baby bottles and diapers or...
diapers.
Distilled water, man.
Yeah. Oh shit, we got David O in the motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, now it makes sense.
More people showing up. It's getting hyphy in this motherfucker right now.
Well, now it makes sense. I thought you were UPS, man.
UPS?
I saw your jacket.
Hey, if I was UPS, I mean, fucking, doorbell, man, you were shit. Doorbell gone. They don't fucking wait. Hell no, you need to sign this shit. Fuck it. Sign it tomorrow, bitch. I'm out of here.
Hey, I heard some shit about FedEx and UPS are talking shit to each other.
Oh, yeah, dude. They fucking...
FedEx cares about your shit.
Get him a chair, Diggler. Your shit,
UPS. By the time you go outside, they're already...
Yeah, right here.
Most of the UPS are probably in the hood. That's why. And the FedEx goes to all the rich white people. That's why.
How you want your shipping?
Online.
Quick.
I always check angry black woman. How do you want your package delivered? Angry black woman.
Hey, motherfucker, I'm ringing doorbell.
Dingo is off the hook tonight, bro. Jesus. How do I do it? Shot fired, motherfucker. Jesus Christ, right now. It's live tonight, dude. I'm feeling really good. Everybody's drinking, having a good time partying here at the Dingo's Den. Shout out to the Dingo's Den for letting me host this podcast here tonight.
Sounds good in the studio today. Listen to that, dude. It's great.
It's a great episode. We got people from Santa Barbara here tonight. Shout out to Santa Barbara. Woo! Beautiful weather. Beautiful lifestyle. Shout out to Goleta, Santa Barbara. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what.
Can we move in with you, nigga?
Everybody wants to move in.
What, you rent
over
there?
Hell no, we don't want to rent. We just want to move in. I just say pay no rent. We just want to move. Garage in the corner. I don't care.
I got a carport for you.
There you go. We're in, niggas. How many?
Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara Dingo's coming for you.
We'll fit in.
One in storage area.
Okay, so that's why we can't do Santa Barbara. That's why we're in Fowler.
Yeah. You can't afford that shit, dude. It's fucking beautiful over there, man. I went to Goleta, and dude, that town was
Goleta fucking, the good land.
Yes. What do you call it? Goleta the good land. Yep. It was beautiful over there, dude.
That's
fucking
better than have Cholita.
What do you mean by Cholita?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, explain.
Yeah, no,
explain that shit, Cholita. What is Cholita for the motherfucker out there? Okay, you don't even know. Dingo's making words up today.
I ain't gonna say that shit.
Dingo's making words up today, dude.
Go back to
Golden. Yeah. Make it real. What else you got going on today, Dingo?
Well, today we made some music. We try to make a couple of beats, a couple, you know, every day we're making beats. Mostly on Ableton. Sometimes we get the Fruity Loops and blah, blah, blah. But
oh, yeah, daily, let's shout out.
We're making
shout out
music.
To,
daily, we're trying to improve our studio. Daily, we're getting ready for new shows. But
that,
daily,
that
I mean, it's all about the fucking coming up and making a new fresh show every time.
Shout out to
we're working
fucking
hard at this
Dizzy B and G Killer working on the track right now. Shout out to them, man.
They put hours in yesterday.
Yeah, they were out here fucking trying to make some music. You know what I mean? We're here at the Dingo's Den. Dingo's Den, he likes to give everybody chances. See what you want to do. Help artists out that need help. Because we know how it is in this industry. No one gives a fuck about you. No, if you all, when it all goes down to it, no one gives a fucking rat's cunt about you. And that's the way it is. You just got to learn how to do this kind of shit.
Keep doing your work. Just keep putting it in.
Stay consistent and stay in what you believed in to start you. Yeah. Not lose motivation. Do not do this shit if you want to get paid, motherfuckers, because, hey, you ain't going to get paid.
No.
I'm going to tell you motherfuckers that right now.
You got to put years in.
You got to put years in. Why do you think these comedians don't blow up? Most of them 20, 30 years in the game and they're barely blowing up. Because they stayed consistent.
And you know why they blow up after 25 or 30 years? Because they have to. Because they've got 25 or 30 years of fucking payments to make.
Yep. Yep.
They got to get that line, fucking dude. Job. Cause, but here we do it different. We don't have no, we're not in debt. We don't have no debt.
Nope.
Everything we do is on the positive, on the green. It's on the go. It's on the up and up. That's the beauty of the Dingles Den and the small town Cali. We're like full throttle, give back to the community, full throttle, man. We don't even hold fucking back.
Well, we had a fucking
you
great.
You come here, you get Avion, Coca-Cola, Modelo, fucking you get lunch, fuck.
We had a fucking great episode today. We talked about a lot of fucking bullshit, like always. Straight out of Father Potter. But I want everybody that's listening, find me on YouTube at Small Town Cali Podcast or on Instagram at Small Town Cali Podcast. Facebook, you can find me at Chris G. And you can find me at 75 Girl Records on What's the 411 Podcast with my co-host Destiny Jade. And we do hip-hop trending topics every Monday. Always listen, like, share, subscribe. We're on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts. And besides that, just follow me, follow my peoples, and let's fucking enjoy some content that I put out, dude. I put out content through three different fucking platforms and three different podcasts, three different personalities you see from me, as you can tell right here. I am wild motherfucking Wild West on this podcast because, you know what I mean? This is where I just come and vent out and have a good goddamn time. But if you like watching SoundCal artists getting interviewed, comedians, everything, I fuck with everybody. Find me on YouTube, like and subscribe, people. Get me paid one day, motherfuckers. Also, follow the boy, Joe motherfucking Dingo. Where can people fucking find your shit at? Put yourself in.
First of all, I just want to say, let's grow this relationship. That's all. That's all we're asking. Let's grow this relationship. Period. That's it. That's all I'm asking. You go.
So where can people find you, though?
Joe. SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
YouTube. Joe Dingo. Joe Mama.
So any new music besides you producing music? Any new music you're putting yourself out?
Yeah, actually, I have a few. I have like four or five songs already complete, ready to put on.
Yeah.
Okay, already. So I'm looking to make videos for those.
Yeah, all right.
So if there's any hooches, come on.
Yeah, we're looking for... Oh, yeah, announcer for G-Killer, his... we're doing a little music video shoot for Tuesday. Him. Pull up. He wants a party scene type theme. So if you do it just for the fun, pull up. Besides that, motherfuckers,
pizza,
I'm running out of fucking time right now. I got shit to do. So enjoy this fucking episode. I hope it made you motherfuckers laugh. Like I said, fucking shout out to all the people. Let me give some shout outs. We'll end this motherfucker on some shout outs right now.
You got time, nigga.
Shout out to Mega Man Podcast down south. Check out the episode I just released yesterday with Mega Man and his lady, Mega Lady, aka Cynthia. Check that out. We talked from our personal lives to ass eating to some random ass shit. So just listen to that fucking episode. I hope you guys enjoy that. And then
from ass eating to tacos.
Yeah, to tacos. We talked pizza and ass eating. So basically, heart-shaped ass plugs. It was hilarious. We talked all that shit. But anyways, you guys, like, share, subscribe, follow us. I hope you motherfuckers enjoyed this shit. Shout out to... that's what I was getting off. Shout out to Mega Man. Shout out to Angel Lem from Let Me Know Podcast. Not Let, L-E-T. It's L-E-M, a.k.a. DJ Lem. Shout out to Angel, man. Keep grinding. I like this shit. I see you growing right now. You got some multiple things going on at the same time. Shout out to you. Who else do I want to shout out? The Yo, Yo, Yo Podcast with Martin and Hooter Moreno. Shout out to you fucking... savages, or what they like to say, you cocksucking pigs. What's up? I'm a monkey for life now, motherfuckers.
Shit,
anyways,
man.
Shout out to George Perez Stories with the General, the Sidekick Eddie, aka the Sidekick Army Commander. You feel me?
Hey, what's that?
The
George
Sidekick
Perez
Pussy Filler. You feel me? Shout George out to What's Up Fool Podcast with Felipe Esparza and Rodrigo Torres, man. You motherfuckers make my day sometimes. You guys say the funniest shit ever. You guys always got good guests on there, man.
You know what? You got to go to the restroom before you listen to those motherfuckers.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm driving all day and all
these people. Well, they can make you shit your pants, man.
Yeah, dude, these motherfuckers. I'll be driving down the fucking freeway going 70 miles fucking per hour and I'm fucking crying in the truck. I'm crying in the truck.
Trying to hold on.
And people are just fucking passing me like, what the fuck is wrong with this fucko over here?
You got the radio fucking on.
Yeah, but I'm not bobbing my head. I'm just like, like fucking balling, dude. It's hilarious. But anyway, shout out to all you motherfuckers, all you fuckbags listening. I love every single one of you motherfuckers. Follow me, post me on your story, tag me if you want to be a guest. Hit me the fuck up. You know where to fucking find me. I'll see you motherfuckers next time. We out live from Dingo's Den, California, aka Fowler, California, and your host, Chris G, motherfuckers. I'm out.